A U.S. Supreme Court decision on Monday is being described as a small victory for abortion rights supporters in Tennessee. Like Louisiana, the state has a law on the books that would require providers to have admitting privileges at a local hospital. The court says that's unconstitutional. And as WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports, even opponents of abortion are saying they need a new strategy on the issue.
In 2012, the State General Assembly passed an admitting privileges requirement. But in 2016, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the same law in Texas, so Tennessee stopped enforcing it. Ashley Cofield, the president of Planned Parenthood of Tennessee and North Mississippi, says the decision shows the highest court won't support extreme bans.
What's happening is exactly what we warned voters about when they took up this bill, is that the state's going to waste taxpayer money defending a clearly unconstitutional law.
But Caulfield says Chief Justice Roberts has left himself some room to potentially allow other abortion restrictions. That's why she's turning her attention to a new anti-abortion measure in Tennessee that would ban the procedure once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Similar measures have been ruled unconstitutional by lower courts. So some anti-abortion groups say they don't feel optimistic the conservative justices will give them a win. Tennessee Right to Life says those who oppose abortion need to reevaluate their strategy. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.